104.4 Virgin Radio. Good morning. The Chris Fade Show with Chad. It's not often in our career that we get to do something well like this, right, Chad?
That's a fact, man. Now, we have her on the phone. Chris Fade, take a deep breath.
Hold on. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Her Royal Highness Princess Haya bin Al Hussein, wife of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai.
Good morning, Your Royal Highness Princess Haya.
Hello, it's great to talk to you guys.
How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
We're very well. We want to firstly say thank you very much for chatting to the Chris Fade Show with Chad here on Virgin Radio. We appreciate that.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure and an honor. I'm a big fan.
That is amazing.
That means everything right there. Thank you for that. Now, we're normally pretty silly on this show, but we've got you on to talk about something a bit more serious. We know you recently visited Haiti after the January 12th devastating earthquake. What was your goal in traveling over there?
Well, our primary goal was to take relief that His Highness Sheikh Mohammed had ordered for his 747 cargo plane to deliver a shipment from the Mohammed bin Rashid Foundation, also from the International Humanitarian City. We were carrying UN stocks. The primary goal was to take that relief in to the people who needed it. We also managed to bring out 21 evacuees, which made it a great trip to be able to be of service in that way.
Amazing. Now, I mean, we've heard on the media, we've seen on the TV, we've heard on the radio what's happening there. But, I mean, from someone yourself who has been there, can you paint the reality of the situation?
Well, for lack of any other words, it was horrific. I think that one of the things that hits you first is the fact that it really is complete chaos. But this really, I think, because the situation was just so desperate, it really brought out the best in people who were there, and they you know, they need all the help they can get. I left with a really heavy heart.
Again, you guys, that's Her Royal Highness Princess Haya bint Al Hussein, wife of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai, on the phone. Your Royal Highness, what can the people of the UAE that are listening right now do to help support Haiti?
I really believe in the fact that everybody can help, you know, at their own level. And that might be just a smile to make somebody else happy. And it could be, you know, a donation or volunteering, you know, some of your time. So it's not all about just sending money. If you can't do that, then it can be just as little as a smile, as much as a smile, in fact. And even if it's prayers, it all matters, and it will all get there.
Now, we understand that the initial earthquake, when it did hit, now we've had some aftershocks. Haiti is going to have to go through a rebuilding phase. That's going to require more funds. Is that what's going to happen? Is that what's expected?
Yes, there are really three stages in aid. Really, the first stage that was last week, in the first 12 days, let's say, after this earthquake or in any crisis, the whole world really jumped up and came to Haiti's aid, and that's really stage one. Now, that opens what we call a pipeline. And the most important thing is, now that pipeline is open, with the world community getting relief there, really relief, medical supplies, water, purification equipment, medical equipment, you name it. That's now really on the ground. And now what really is needed is the third phase of any operation, which is the reconstruction. And that goes from actual physical reconstruction of buildings and infrastructure there, but it also goes to things like initiatives that His Highness Sheikh Mohammed is doing, for example, when he has announced that he's going to be educating 200,000 orphans through Dubai Cares. It's really what takes place from now going forward. And really, I think that this earthquake has brought the whole world together to help her, that we can't actually afford to turn our backs on her now. I mean, it's a situation that we really need to help those people, and that they deserve to look at a bright future after all they've been through.
Yeah, it does really paint a bigger picture, right, of what the world's going through in instances when a tragedy like this does actually occur.
Yes, it reminds us that what we, you know, we do to each other as human beings pales in comparison to what nature can do to us. And we really do need to put our heads together to fight for things like peace and stability and in our region, in the rest of the world, and, you know, to realize that each other and our planet is far more important.
So true.
Your Royal Highness, Princess Haya, we really appreciate you taking the time today to talk to us here on Virgin Radio Dubai.
Chris and Chad, it's been wonderful to talk to you, and again, a great honor. I'm a big fan.
Thank you so much.
We really
again, thank you once again, and we hope to talk to you on better terms next time.
I hope so. Thank you.